60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Discover the William Mason Experience. William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists, and the personal relationships they maintain with their clients. Call William Mason Salon today at 285-7200. Gift certificates are always available. William Mason Salon, an Aveda Concept Salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.net.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This nice taste of fall air continues tonight. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 50s, so not quite as cool as last night. For tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. We'll be dry. Tomorrow night's low right around 60. And then on Monday, a slight chance of a few showers as a front moves through the area. High temperature around 83. Then cooler again as we get to Tuesday. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and we have Mr. Warren Trammell. Hey, Mr. Trammell.
Good evening, my friend.
How are you?
Very good, sir. Very good. If you're keeping a list, I want you to put my name on the list of people who, number one, believe we're going to have a, I don't know if you call it a civil war or not, but I think beginning November the 7th, when we have a huge red wave wash over America, I think we're going to have riots from coast to coast.
I agree.
And the second thing is, a lot of people might not believe this. It's been some, you know, on it, but I tend to believe, you can put my name on this list, believe that Trump and General Mad Dog Mattis have a plan, and as soon as the riots break out, I think General Mattis is going to, I think he already has a team put together, and as soon as the riots break out, Trump is going to give him the word, and he's going to send the troops out and round up those characters and arrest them and take them somewhere. I don't know, Gitmo or somewhere. I hope so, too. But I believe Trump will loose General Mattis on the rioters.
I hope you're right.
That's my opinion.
Right. Oh, sure. We all have them.
So that's two things that I think and believe. And I don't know what's really going to happen, but I've read so much about that, you know, that I just believe it. And I know how powerful a president and a general can be.
I know how powerful prayers are, too.
And yes, and a lot of people are praying for that.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of people praying for just those things to happen.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know. As you say, those are subjects I could talk hours and hours about. But, just one real quick side note on my little geo satellites out here.
Yes, sir.
The big one that has the, most of them just have the green and blue lights on them. One big one has green, blue, and a whole bunch of red lights on it.
Right.
And about a week ago, it's usually in the southeast part of the sky. No, southwest part of the sky, excuse me.
Right.
But about a week ago, it shifted 180 degrees and went way up north.
Hmm.
And was in the northeast part of the sky for two or three days.
Wow.
And then the next day, there was nothing in the sky. And the next day, it was back down here in the where it usually is.
Yeah, I don't know what those things are. As I've told you, I have actually seen them move. I've got video of them moving. So
yeah.
And I've seen it take off at an incredible speed. So I don't know what they are.
Good grief. Well, I was fortunate enough one night, 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a little longer, I had to be outside, and I saw three of them come in a line. They were all equal distance apart.
Wow.
And they came in from the south. I had to turn to get my directions right. They came in from the southwest, and at a very slow speed, came all the way up to the middle of the sky and stopped for about, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds maybe.
Yes, sir.
And then all of a sudden, just at an incredible speed, they just took off, and one went to the east, one went to the north, and one went to the west.
Wow.
I mean, just at an from dead still. I mean, they just floated in kind of in a straight line, three of them in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And they just at an incredible speed.
Yep.
Took off and, you know, went three different directions, and I saw them traveling.
Yep.
And they traveled at a real rapid rate of speed for maybe another 20 or 30 seconds, but I could still see them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I came to a dead stop.
Wow.
And it appeared that they got to where they were supposed to be, where they were going to be assigned for the evening or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And they, all three of them stopped dead still in a particular place, and they didn't move. I watched them for another probably 30 minutes, maybe an hour, and they didn't move for another hour.
Wow. Well, you know, I've told this story on here before, but I saw one night that I,
I looked at it, and I saw it, and I thought, well, I've seen that before. And it just so happens the way I was shooting through night vision, it was located by my fence, and I could judge it against something that's still, and I noticed it was slowly moving. So I turned my camera on it, hit record, and I watched it as it slowly went across the sky. Then it took a 90-degree right and went, voop, gone. And I sent,
wow.
I sent the video to MUFON, and the guy who, he's not anymore, I don't think he's in charge here, but the Alabama MUFON guy called me. He's ex-military, ex-Air Force. And when I said, let me ask you something. I said, what are these things in the, and he finished the sentence for me, these bright objects in the sky? I said, yeah, what are they? He goes, nobody knows.
Like, you're kidding.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not. I said, oh, my God.
How recent was that, Terry?
Hmm?
How recent was that?
That was 3 years ago.
Okay.
Well, what that makes it even stranger to me is every night I can get out here and I can count just from right here in Coosa County.
It's a dozen
of them.
I can
count.
There's a dozen of them at least.
At least 10 to 12 every night.
Yep.
How can we not know about something that so many are in the sky?
I know. I think somebody knows. They just don't want us to know is what it seems like to me.
I agree with that. Somebody knows. They're just keeping us in the dark.
Well, something else about them, too, is I've noticed that on nights where you really can't see the stars, per se, you can't look up and see the billions of stars, you can still see these things. So they're
That's
either
right.
brighter or lower than everything else.
They appear to be lower.
Yep.
Much lower and much brighter.
I agree.
And it's strange that at least all the ones I see are only blue and green, twinkling blue and green,
mm-hmm.
except this one down here that looks like it's right, almost right over Montgomery.
Exactly.
I need
a better telescope or something to get a better look at them.
Right. And, you know, that's where it stays all the time, except for that 2 or 3 day period. It was up here up north. I don't know why it was up there for 2 or 3 days, but it was up there for 2 or 3 days, and it came back down here.
Do you remember what days exactly those were, by any chance?
What, did it move?
Yes, sir.
I'm
just wondering if that corresponds to anything that happened.
It was probably the first few days in October.
Okay.
The first few days in this month, like the first week, maybe the first, second, and third of October.
Gotcha. I'll have to go back and see if there's any anomalies in space at that time and see if that might have had something to do with it, because there's something going on.
There's something going on. And sometimes, I know what. I can tell you one thing. When Hurricane Michael was supposed to come through,
mm-hmm.
I thought we might get some rain out of it. So that day or that night, it was supposed to come here like the next day or something.
Yes, sir.
Well, that night I went out, and guess what? None.
Wow.
There were none of them anywhere.
Wow. That must mean something. I just don't know what it means.
I don't know either, but on the hurricane, they were gone. They were out of here. I mean, I walked all the way around the house, walked out, and stood in the middle of U.S. Highway 231.
You don't need to do that now.
And I don't need to do that, Bill. I don't need to do that, Bill. But I needed to go out there to look behind my house, because there's usually one little green and blue one, you know, that I can see on the other side of my house.
Yes, sir.
And so none of them were anywhere. The big one wasn't even here. And the sky was pretty clear that night. You know, the clouds hadn't gotten in yet.
Right.
And so funny. I saw a few stars. And then, but none of these guys, they were gone.
That's strange. Well, thank you for the heads up.
Okay, pal. Well, I appreciate it. And it's a great show tonight. And
thank you.
Sometime in the next week or two or three, when you, if folks are sick and can't come in, boy, he is so healthy. I don't make you a little bit. But, you know, David Harvin and I would like to come back again. He would like to come back in the studio again, actually.
Yes, sir. We'll talk about that.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. Have a great night. Great show, as usual.
Take care. All right, guys, got to hit a break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. We'll be back in 3 really short minutes.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and our old friend, 84. Hey, what is your name now? It's not 84, right? That's what Joey said.
Joey has changed my name to Southern Wood for Southern some Wood. Reason. 84, Clay Sharp, I mean, you name it, whatever. I can't mention on the FCC regulated airways what my wife calls me. I have all kind of names.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but no, I had a question. Postman, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. This is so far off topic, but it's something that I've been thinking about for some reason today. In the account of the birth of Jesus, we hear about the Magi, or the wise men from the east that came and followed the star and came to see him. And I know you're big into celestial stuff and all that kind of stuff. Where do you think that the wise men came from, and why were they even searching out the quote-unquote Messiah?
That's a good question.
Well, the reason why I think they were searching out the Messiah because of the prophecies, you know, from all the prophets that came before him, like Isaiah, Jeremiah. I mean, all the ones that are prophesied, you know, he was
John the Baptist, yeah.
Yeah, and most of the times, I've said this on program before, let's see, as above,
so is below.
So it is below. Okay, the path of the stars heralds the coming of kings here on earth. And and a lot of people don't understand this, but this is what we supposed to know, and they tell us it's astrology and divination, but it's not. because God tells us in Genesis, you know, to mm-hmm. watch the paths of the stars, the sun, the moon, and the stars are for signs, and that's what the Magi was looking for. And they were looking for certain planetary alignments. They were looking for planetary alignments, you know, in conjunction with the star constellations. And they were looking for occultations. When I say occultations, that means a planet that will cover up a star or something like that.
Okay.
And it makes a difference, you know, when a planet is in. I don't know if you've heard this before, but it makes a difference when a planet in our solar system is in superior or inferior conjunction, or perihelion or whatever. It makes mm-hmm. a difference, and they take all that into consideration. Now the guidelines for all this, I have never seen it online or anything. There's some instructions that go along with this, and most I guarantee you, most of the elites know it. Most of the Kabbalist Jews know it. The mainstream astronomers, they know it, but ordinary people, you know, it's forbidden, in other words. But since I've been watching the stars, I've been doing it since I was in elementary school, and I don't know everything about them, but I can read certain things.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I want you to think about this and like do some studying or meditating on it. If you read the what I would say is the account of the recreation of the earth, the 6-day creation.
Yeah, recreation, that's a good way to put it.
When it talks about that God placed the lights in the skies in order to discern the times and the seasons, that's deeper than just the earth spins around once is one day.
And fall and spring. Yep.
It's different than that. It's very much deeper than that.
Absolutely.
And where I go to, and maybe I'm wrong, and I don't know if you've ever even contemplated this, you know, Abraham, he was the chosen one. Abram was chosen
mm-hmm.
at the time of Babel. We don't catch that when we just read through the Bible. And let me go back to Babel here in just a second. But Abram was chosen at the time of Babel, and then, you know, he was with Sarah, and then they changed their names to Abraham and Sarah. And then after everything with Ishmael and Isaac, you know, Abraham married again and had other children and sent them to the east. And those, in my opinion, the Magi were those that Abraham wow. translated the Messiah to them and said, hey, be looking for this. And if you go back to Babel, when it talks about Babel, if you look at the real wording of they were building a tower up into the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were trying to do, in my opinion, and from what I've mm-hmm. read about it, and it could be wrong, but they were trying to figure out the signs and the times, and all this stuff seems to conjoin right there with Abraham.
Wow.
And it's really fascinating.
Yes, it
the
is.
The more you contemplate it.
Yes, it is. I mean, think about this. The evilest ruler that ever been on this planet, and he was the first king after the flood, was Nimrod, you know, son of Cush, great grandson of Cush. It's what's the name of it? That is Cush, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. But anyway,
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it is Cush. Abraham was born right there near Nimrod's palace, and he was trying to find out where in the world is this dude that I'm supposed to get rid of, you know, because he's coming. My astrologers have told me that somebody's being born, and you know, and he's this and he's that, and I need to get rid of him. He couldn't even find him. You know why he couldn't find him? Because he's in his own house. You know, he was on the palace ground. His right hand man. It was his right hand man's son. It was Terah, and he had no idea.
And see, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that's how Abraham got away. You know, but the thing was, those probably were some of his ancestors. Some of them that came from Afghanistan, came from Iraq, and I think the other one was Saudi Arabia that it came from, and. And they were the ones that were tasked with following the signs and that were appearing in the heavens at the time.
How about that?
To bring forth the Messiah.
Yeah, and that's one thing I don't think is crazy about signs and seasons and stars and all that. Some people poo-poo that, but it was I really do vehemently believe that God put things in place that they knew that.
Absolutely.
But you also have to think about this. There was no promise. What are we all? We're Gentiles. Gentiles are people that do not have a covenant with God.
Grafted in.
Okay?
Yep.
That's right. We are brought into it. Therefore, we're not looking for that. I'll say it again.
I hear you.
So Gentiles would not be looking for a Messiah,
right,
in the purest sense of the word. They're not looking for a Savior. They're just looking for something. So what would cause these people from the East to even be coming looking for a Messiah if they had not been told? And if you look over, I think it's in John. I know it is. When Christ says, I have sheep in all different pastures.
Yep.
That's right. See? And I wonder if those were not the descendants of Abraham's offspring after Sarah died. Hmm. It's just something to think about.
Yeah, that's
interesting. It's really fascinating to,
yeah, it is.
To let your mind go wild on that. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that. And one in particular was with Esau. And, you know, you often wonder, you know, why Esau didn't get get his inheritance, because he was actually firstborn. And
that gets real complicated, to postman.
Yeah, it does.
Esau, Isaac, I loved. Esau, I hated. God said that out of his own mouth.
I'm very complicated. I'm doing some research around right now. You know what I believe it is?
What?
Tell me.
All right, if you look at the land that Esau was given, his land was given, it was in southern Judea all the way to Sharm el-Sheikh. You know where Sharm el-Sheikh is on the Sinai Peninsula?
Yes.
All that was his. And then the northern part of Saudi Arabia, that was his land. He had a lot of land. And he had a lot of, you know, because he stayed gone a long time. But here's the kicker. On the Sinai Peninsula, there were some there was a race of people that were living there. They weren't quite human, okay? And
then thereafter when it talks about the Nephilim, and then thereafter they came down again.
It was during Esau's time. These people were actually homesteading on Esau's property. I saw a lineage where he married one of those people. They were the desert people of the Sinai. He married one of them. He married the queen.
Hmm.
So he kind of hooked up with some strange flesh. In other words. That may have knocked him out, you know, from the inheritance.
There you go.
Well, it's fascinating, and this is a very convoluted and complex story, because you think about it's just like with Ishmael. Ishmael was not the seed that God had promised all the way back in Genesis, but also the angel of the Lord, which would be the pre-incarnate Christ, came to her when they were in the desert with Hagar and Ishmael were in the desert and said, I'm going to make 12 great nations out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Explain that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're not the promised seed. I mean, that's like the false seed.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. It makes your mind just go crazy when you go to thinking about this stuff and really, you know, digging into it. So,
well, 84, I'm late for break, my friend.
Well, I figured I've been told I'm long-winded, Terry. Oh,
I don't believe that for a minute.
Oh, and 84, and by the way, that race that he married into, they're what people call the troglodyte.
Troglodyte.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll check into that. Hey, y'all having a great show. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, 84. You good to hear your voice.
All right. Good to hear you, too.
Take care. All right, guys. Got to hit a break. Late.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Looking for the perfect trailer? Look to Airport Trailer and Big Tex. Airport Trailer is the River Region headquarters for Big Tex utility trailers, landscape trailers, equipment trailers, dump trailers, gooseneck and piddle, heavy equipment, and auto and motorcycle trailers. Big Tex is America's best-selling professional-grade trailer. Head for Airport Trailer today for the best Big Tex selection in the River Region. Airport Trailer for sales, service, and selection. Visit Airport Trailer today on the Selma Highway or call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of front and personal.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This nice taste of fall air continues tonight. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 50s, so not quite as cool as last night. For tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 80s. Plenty of sunshine. We'll be dry. Tomorrow night's low right around 60. And then on Monday, a slight chance of a few showers as a front moves through the area. High temperature around 83. Then cooler again as we get to Tuesday. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I can't believe the show is almost over. The CIA's presidents, this is an article I stumbled upon. Any unmasking of the shadow forces that pull the strings that often determine events requires a time frame context. Historical study can go back to antiquity for classic examples of intrigue. Let me just put it that way. But in an age of distorted, distorted mind control, the creation of the CIA by President Truman was our modern day and literal watershed moment. Coming out of the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, the brainchild of Wild Bill Donovan, developed into the playpen of Alan Dulles. The OSS origins on their face are clandestine by nature. Spooks and Spies might be a trendy name for a board game, but when the pieces on the squares are pushed in direction of liquidation and oblivion, the uninitiated are truly the uneducated for not grasping their significance. Being one of those pieces requires the responsibility of every citizen to wake up out of their slumber. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Okay, do you have a Bible with you?
Not in my hand, no.
Okay, well, you know, you was talking about God said, Jacob, I have loved, and Esau, I have hated.
Yeah.
That's in Malachi.
Okay.
The first of this year, I called in, and I was telling you about the division, and 84 said, I was talking about Malachi, and he said that was not in Malachi. So when I hung up, he said I was in tall grass with a short stick.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, and you quickly agreed with him.
That doesn't surprise me. I usually do.
Yeah, but anyway, this wondering where Jesus came from. Mm-hmm. The Babylon PBS aired a show about that. They made a coin with a lamb leaping over the moon, and they did a whole article.
Really?
About when Jesus was born.
Uh-huh.
So you might look that up and find it interesting.
I already find it interesting. And who did, PBS did this?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Did a whole thing on it. Cool. You know, Babylon is the gate of God.
The gate of gods.
That's the gate of God. Yahweh Adonai.
Do you think America is the new Babylon?
That's what Revelation says.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. And it says Babylon will fall in a day.
I believe that, too.
I
don't think it's going to happen the way we think it's going to happen.
What do you think? How do you think it's going to happen?
I have no idea, but his word is true.
Absolutely,
you know,
it is.
In the day when the flood came, they said they knew something was going to happen because the mountains started flattening out.
I don't remember reading that, but okay.
That's in the book of Enoch.
Enoch, yeah.
Enoch, yeah. He says the mountains started flattening out.
Wow.
And that's how they knew. That's how the oceans came up over the mountains. They flattened out.
I don't remember that. I'm going to have to reread Enoch. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm doing great, man. I just wanted to call in, and because when 84 called in and said that, it was kind of ironic to me that he would call in and say that, you know, talk about Esau, I have hated, Jacob, I have loved, and told me that wasn't in there.
Well, don't take anything personal, okay? It's not.
Well, that's why I hadn't called in.
Oh, please don't. Don't be that way, man. Don't take anything personal.
Well, when you call in, you put something on the line, you didn't even check that out. Do you have that? Do you record your programs?
Yes.
Well, you need to go back, because the demon that tempted Jesus in the desert for 40 days or whatever it was, that translates out to be Zeus, Jupiter.
I thought that was Satan that tempted him, because Satan told him, I will give you the world as it was given to me.
Well, Satan was destroyed, if you read in Jeremiah.
Okay.
And Ezekiel, mostly in Ezekiel, he was turned to dust. Only the root and the stump was left in the earth.
Okay, I'm going to check this out.
All right, well, have a good one, brother.
Do me a favor, call back next week, okay?
Okay, you have a good one.
Take care. I don't remember that. Of course, I can't remember where I put my car keys this morning, so it's just kind of how it works.
It's been a while, isn't it?
It has been a while, yeah. And it's been almost 5 years. You know, it's been four and some change, but still, don't take it personal. That's the only thing I can tell you, is it's not worth taking personal. Don't take stuff personal. Don't get mad. Don't not call. I mean, come on. All right, research material is so extensive that pinning another account on the hidden secrets behind the throne may just confuse the public even more. One needs to take off the blinders and face the consequences of the big picture. Presidents have seldom been autonomous leaders. Those who demonstrated independence, integrity, and courage were either marginalized and banished from positions of influence, or they were outright killed. I told you that last week. They wouldn't even let Ron Paul on the stage. The CAA is not just a standalone organization. The agency is more of a euphemism than a society of black bag hit squads. The underlying ethos that underpins the operations and missions of the intelligence community has a distinct purpose. Never let an administration, much less a president, gain the actual power to rule the country or the global empire. Remember what I just said. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Good evening up there in good old Alabama.
Well, hello there. Where are you?
Right now, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
That doesn't surprise me a bit.
Just got in a little while ago because I've got a cruise out of here tomorrow.
Jesus, man.
Hey, believe me, we deserve this break. It has been. Next time I get the chance to sit down and talk to you and tell you about everything that's been going on with us.
I know about Patty and work. I know about that. Is she okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, you got to make adjustments.
I know. Lynn, I've been telling Lynn she really needs to talk to her, because that happened to her, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah.
I tried to call you guys last week, and I guess now the format changed, you got to call like the last hour.
Yeah.
So, this is something that I thought was very interesting. It's been in the news, sort of, kind of, not in the mainstream news, of course.
Imagine that.
But it's been around. Even Jonathan Cahn has been talking about it. Apparently it happened a couple of years ago, and then it happened again.
What?
Right on the eve of the Kavanaugh thing.
Man, you're teasing the stew out of this. What are we talking about?
Well, there's two names for it. You can call it the Ark of Palmyra or the Ark of Blala.
Okay.
And the fact that they've been, it's a replica of it now. All right, they're taking it on this world tour. It's gone to London. It's gone to Washington, D.C.
What is it?
It's the Ark of Baal.
Oh,
yes.
So it's
yes,
postman
yes,
there?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. Yes, yes.
Right. And that's now, here it is. They erected it in New York City, I guess. Anyway, this is like on the eve of the Kavanaugh thing.
Okay. Black power or black magic.
Yeah, plus the fact that of course, the New York Post had put a thing in there about how it was acceptable and it was bringing Christians and Muslims together.
Yeah.
But what they didn't say was this was against God's law, because uh-huh. you're worshiping a false god uh-huh. and a god of sacrifice. And, of course, the Israelites were sitting there sacrificing their children, at the altar of Baal.
That's right.
So here we are now. America's following the same pattern. This is not a coincidence.
Nope.
And instead of just thousands of babies that have been sacrificed, sacrificed, what, 60 million?
Yep.
In the name of abortion?
Yep.
Hey.
So.
Hey, listen to this. I'm sorry to cut you off. For she did not know, talking about Israel, that I gave her the corn, the wine, and the oil, and multiplied her silver and her gold, which they prepared for Baal.
For Baal. Where's that from?
That's from Hosea.
Hosea?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's these are some dark times, man.
Well, you know, and the guy that was just talking to me on the phone.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Jupiter and Zeus. No, that was Satan. The scripture actually says when Jesus came out, he was, you know, tempted of Satan after 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness.
That's
Satan
what I
gave him three
three
temptations. So we know it was Satan. It wasn't, you know, yes, we know Satan's been defeated, but it's still this whole thing that, you know, he had to go through, that Christ had to go through, we have to go through.
That's right.
You know, we know he's been defeated, but I'm not sure where he got this Zeus or Jupiter from.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wasn't in scripture that I've read.
He named two incarnations of the Anunnaki god Marduk.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, when if you get a chance, look into that thing of the Ark of Law, because like I said, Jonathan Cahn really
I like
brought it to the forefront when he was talking about how we were following the same footpath as you know, ancient Israel.
Oh, yeah. But well,
and
his,
the fact
his...
that they would...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kenny, you're the guest.
And I was going to say, the fact that they wanted to do this on the eve of the Kavanaugh hearing...
That's
you
not
know,
a coincidence.
So think about... No, it's not a coincidence.
Not at all.
So it was all about abortion.
That's what all this has been about.
Right.
I agree. You're right.
So, but yeah, the next time I get a chance to, if we ever get a chance to sit down at Baumhauser's or something, I'll get a chance to tell you what's been going on with us.
Please do.
But we needed this break.
I'm glad you got it.
So yeah, we'll leave tomorrow and then come back a week from tomorrow after the cruise and then come back up that way.
Well, eat a lot and have fun.
Yeah, I don't know about eating a lot, but we'll have some fun.
There you go. Take care.
Anyway, say hello to the short little mean woman for me.
I will do it, as always.
And love the show. So, signing off from Fort Lauderdale.
Take care, Kenny.
All right, take care.
Love you, buddy. Love that, Kenny. All right, guys, late for a break. Got to go. The waning moment. I can't even talk. I have not been able to talk tonight. Waning moments of the show. 272-9228. We will be back.
If you're like me, you'd probably skip your own doctor appointment to make sure your pets have the medical care they need. In Montgomery, there is one group that truly understands and embraces that relationship. Montgomery Veterinary Associates, with two fully staffed locations to serve you, providing the best possible medical, hospital, surgical, boarding, and grooming services. Most importantly, MBA is led by brilliant, experienced vets and Dr. Kate Armstrong, who, in addition to providing all your dogs and cats' internal medicine needs, is an orthopedic and soft tissue surgeon. And Dr. Scott Welch, who, with Dr. Armstrong, bring a level of experience to the care of your cherished pets that is second to none. MBA has grooming services available at both locations Monday through Friday and a top-notch boarding service featuring qualified kennel attendants that will feed, nurture, and lavish attention on your pets, including supervised outdoor playtime. Your family is their family, while in the caring hands of the MVA staff. Call them in East Montgomery at 271-1003 or at Carter Hill at 269-2508. Better yet, meet the team at MVA online at MontgomeryVeterinaryAssociates.com.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the game. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4Healthy Pets, 4Healthy Pets.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, welcome to the real waning moments of Clearing the Air. I'm reading this article about the CIA, the intelligence community, and what's really going on. And until people accept and admit that the, quote, system is the ultimate crime syndicate, no one can liberate their minds or their circumstances. Few remember the black and white culture that existed in the United States some 40 years ago. John Chuckman writes in the Foreign Policy Journal, The CIA and America's Presidents. The 1975 Church Senate Committee, we've talked about this on this show, looking into earlier illegalities, came into being because a number of sources were suggesting that the CIA had been engaged in assassination and other dark practices, matters which at the time quite upset the general public and some decent politicians, which there are few of these days, by the way. Two things are totally different all these years later. Only a grub worm living under a rock would be shocked by reports that the government continues a policy of dark practices. But they would be genuinely surprised if someone could find and prove there is a single decent politician. You got that right. Examine the record. George Herbert Walker Bush, or otherwise SHRF, was a CIA director. His successor, William Jefferson Clinton, was a CIA asset during his years, avoiding his Rhodes Scholar classes. George W. Bush, another skull and bones, evil person, followed in the family's footsteps, and who could forget the famous POTUS Barack Hussein Obama II, the son of a CIA recruit and a 3D printed prototype of a mystery man with a false identity. We still don't know who he is. The manufactured indoctrination of the anointed commander-in-chief is the true definition of the Good Shepherd movie account. Once again, another movie I've never seen. The great man theory of history has been relegated to the most efficient synthesis organization that is based upon the official version of elitism, political correctness. Presidents must surrender their contrary visions, objections, and actions against the established order. However, that power embodied by the supra elites requires a silhouette caricature of subversion as their instrument of coercion, while bearing the focal image of blame. That makes a lot of sense. Presidents must surrender their contrary visions, objections, and actions against the established order. However, that power embodied by the supra elites, or the 1% of the 1%, require a silhouette caricature of subversion as their instrument of coercion, while bearing the focal image of blame. No balanced observance of sincere national interest would dispute that the function of gathering information and analysis of its significance is out of bounds in a civilized society. The bounds, extent, and intrusive methods are fair game for debate. However, the need to know is valid. Deciding who should have access to that information is a core concern. When Hillary Clinton is allowed to violate even the most rudimentary security practices, one has to wonder why she's so special and can get away with what is essentially treason. In the book Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reid, critic John Cummings looks at the definitive book on the MENA connection, I've talked about this, that bonds the Clintons and the Bushes with their CIA overseers. A short video that interviews a former CIA agent, Chip Tatum, on George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton's cocaine smuggling connection, provides firsthand testimony. The point of going over a decades-old record that was a bombshell at the time but never gaining the critical political mass support within the government is that nothing has really changed in all these passing years. Let me bring you up to speed if you don't remember. MENA, Arkansas was a small airstrip. That's where the agency was flying in massive amounts of cocaine. They were moving it to the inner cities. They actually controlled the drug traffic. That's a fact. Clinton allowed that to happen in his state, Arkansas. That's where he got his big chip. He cashed it in to be president. Hillary's chip, not so much. She didn't make the trip. But anyway, that's how they got the CIA protection, if you want to look at it that way. Looking at this experience from the vantage of conspiracy perspective misses the very essence of how power is imposed on this planet. The question is not does the CIA control American presidents, but the proper perspective is to embrace, has the psychopathic globalists implement their sociopathic system of command and control on humanity, using organizations like the agency to foster the sinister strategy of enslavement that every president promotes. Good Lord, it just goes on and on and on. The forbidden reality that is suppressed is that any president may order men and women to their death for trivial reasons, but none of these fearless leaders contain the hidden cabals that keep the nefarious warrior organization, or organism rather, growing and destroying humanity. The New World Order is served by intelligence organizations, I've told you that, even when they jockey with their foreign counterparts for a perceived advantage. The CIA conducts their cloak and dagger wars in plain sight. If U.S. dollars cannot buy loyalty, a hellfire strike from a drone will kill you. That's kind of how it works. Such a foreign interventionism is not a beneficial policy that protects our country. No kidding. Managing the poppy fields in Afghanistan to keep the opium trade profitable is far more important to the boys from Yale than defending our own borders from the Mujahideen terrorists who are trained and taught many tricks of the trade under the tutelage of agency contract mercenaries. Eating one's own is not taboo when the political powers on high deem a sacrifice is needed. Former Director David Petraeus is no General George Patton, but he was thrown under the bus quicker than in a New York minute. The irony that the former New York Senator Hillary Clinton can get another pass to her much more grave violations of security and the law only goes to prove that being the CIA top spy does not provide enough protection when the Arkansas mafia family is threatened. Wow. Now you know the substantial value of all those. J. Edgar, do these red pumps make my legs look fat? Hoover, secret files when it comes down to the blackmail game. Very well said. They're exactly right. They are selected, not elected.
Yeah.
Now, we're supposed to believe Trump is the exception to that rule. It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, you know, because we've been lied to so much. Of course, you know, I told you earlier in the program that I traced it all the way back to about 18,000 years, you know, just yeah. From reading, you know, what's in history.
It's all planned out.
Yes, it is.
I just don't see how Trump could be different. I hope to God I'm wrong. I really do. But anyway, history will prove it. Or as Dan likes to say, we'll know in the fullness of time, Postman.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I put some more videos out on my YouTube channel. If you Google Terracer, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R, apostrophe S, YouTube, Terracer's YouTube, put a couple of videos out there of inverted color through night vision, the things I'm seeing in the trees. Call me crazy. At this point, I don't care. If you either see them or you don't. Also put another one out there I did on my vacation of the things I saw at the beach. So they're out there on my YouTube. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at Terracer, again, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R, at AOL.com. You can contact me through our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. And remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. I'm afraid he's the only way out, folks. Get your act together. It's coming. Postman, any parting thoughts?
No, I don't have anything.